Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away, talking a little bit about embarrassment. The Gemara explains on 81 here in Pesachim why the whole offering or the greater part of it must be burned before the Bira. What is the reason for this rule? The Gemara asks. Rav Yossi Bar Chanina said, in order to embarrass them. The notes point out here in the Talmud, in the article Talmud, since it can be presumed that the tumah happened due to the owner's negligence, the rabbis decreed that when the majority of the offering was affected, the burning be done in a public place so that the negligent party would be embarrassed. Thus, that party and the onlookers would be more careful in the future, as pointed out by Rambam, commentary to the Mishnah, and Meiri. But that's with a caveat. We should be so careful in general about embarrassment. We had a whole lecture series about criticism and embarrassment. It's very difficult nowadays to give criticism properly in the proper way. Really, we should avoid it as much as possible. Of course, it should be done if necessary and basic and for the needs of the other person, but it has to be done in a loving way, in a loving manner, using loving words and not putting them down. In general, we should really avoid embarrassing people as much as possible. It's really one of those things that you're supposed to avoid at all costs. Mar Okva and his wife once were going on the way, and they would give out charity. And one time a poor person wanted to know who it was, and Mar Okva and his wife were a little late. And the charity person figured, they're running a little late today, so maybe I could catch who they are. Mar Okva and his wife realized he wanted to find them. They started running after they dropped off the charity, and he almost caught up to them until they ran into a furnace, thinking that it's better to burn, to die, than to publicly embarrass someone. And this wasn't even so public. It was just him running along the streets, but still better to embarrass someone. Where did they learn that from? From Tamar and Yehuda. Tamar was about to be brought to the stake rather than shame her father-in-law, who she had these kids by. The last second, she saved herself. But Gemara says it's better to be thrown into a fire. It's better to die than to embarrass someone. So here, the Gemara says that we want them to learn a lesson. Of course, it has to be done in the right way, in the proper way, but in general, we should do as much as we can to embarrass, in order to avoid, God forbid, embarrass, in order to avoid embarrassing people as much as we can. If you need to tell someone, if you need to do something, work on it as much as you can to criticize very, very little, but to do it in the right way, not in front of other people, in a loving manner, loving way, soft-spoken, with so many caveats, but do what you can to avoid embarrassment in all of your days. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 82 here, God willing, on the Audio DDD with Reb T.